to be here. Marymount is very special to my heart, so when Sister asked me to come, asked if I would write an icon for Mercy House, I was more than happy to do so and honored. This is a place of silence and prayer. Prayer bathed by Sister and by Sister Mary Rebecca, and by the prayers of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, for sure, Marymount. And when we first discussed it, we thought of, originally the idea was to commission me to write an icon of a saint. And as I wrestled with this and prayed about it for a long time, I just could not come to peace with that. And always on the, like the periphery, on my peripheral vision was this very gentle insistence and persistence to write an icon of the Theotokos. And I hesitated to respond and tell Sister about that because she had asked me for the saint, but eventually I did. And she left it. Oh yes, of course she did. And so there are, there was consistency there. Obviously, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, wanted her icon here like this. And then there are several different kinds of icons of the Theotokos that can be written. And I had one in mind, but I didn't want to bias Sister. So I wondered which kind she would write, and I gave her several ideas and gave her several models, and she picked one that I had in mind, which obviously, again, is the prayer of Sister and the prayer of the Theotokos. This particular icon is called the Panagia. It has two names, Panagia, All Holy, and the Theotokos, Mother of God, is All Holy. It's also called the Virgin of the Sign, because it refers to the prophecy in Isaiah, you know, the prophecy that a virgin will conceive, and this is a sign to us. Her hands are raised in the Orans position, a prayer position, which is what this place is, a place of prayer, and she is interceding and praying for us. Sister asked me to comment on a couple other things about the icon, what it means. You see the that heavenly circle there is called Mandorla. It shows Christ being formed in her, in her heart through prayer, being formed in her, in her humility, taking flesh from her and coming to us. His hand is raised in blessing. He's holding a scroll because he's the Word of God, God made flesh in her. In Orthodox churches, this icon, very large, usually is always in the apse right behind the altar, on the east side of the altar. And as he came and took flesh from the Virgin, he also comes to us now mysteriously in the Eucharist and takes on matter. This also is a reference, the fulfillment of the sign in the Old Testament of the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark in the Tabernacle, not Noah's Ark. The Ark in the Tabernacle, which housed several items, one of which was a jar of manna, the bread of heaven. And here's the fulfillment, the living Ark, holding the living bread of heaven, the bread of life. And on both sides of her, also a fulfillment of the sign from the Ark in the Ark of the Covenant in the Tabernacle. If you remember that from the Old Testament, there were angels that were created in gold with their wingtips touching each other over the ark, which was also a seat of mercy and kind of a throne. And there you have the cherubim and the seraphim on both sides of the living ark and the throne of mercy, which is the Theotokos for Mercy House. One other thing about all icons that I thought I would share with you is they are a place to pray before. They are windows into heaven, that we see the great cloud of witnesses, we see the truth of heaven looking out on us. It isn't so much that we come and observe a picture as much as we are being observed, we are being looked at from heaven. And so they beckon to us, they tell us the truth. They call us to come and to become and to get rid and repent of whatever is hindering us from entering into what they already experienced. I've brought a gift for you in commemoration for this very special day and out of love for Marymount. I have cards which are show the that icon on it. And on the back is a prayer, a very common Orthodox prayer, which also I know you share in heart. More honorable than the cherubim, more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption, you gave birth to God the Word. Truth Theotokos, which means God, bear mother of God. Truth Theotokos, we magnify you. So in commemoration of your time here and your prayer here and your love for Mary Mount, I'll just ask you to pass around. You can take one or two. I think we'll have leftovers. So if you want to take some for someone that you love or would like to share with, thank you.
Thank you.